الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala. And I remind you that the greatest obligation of this religion, or one of the greatest and most important foundations of this religion, is establishing true brotherhood amongst the believers. Is establishing brotherhood between the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed, the believers, they are brothers of one another. They are brothers, brethren unto one another. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he said, Al-Muslimu akhal Muslim. The Muslim, he is a brother to his fellow Muslim. And so the greatest obligation of this brotherhood, the greatest obligation that is obligatory upon all of us to fulfill this meaning of brotherhood, is that we have to fulfill the command of Allah in the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala, He says, أَلْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing men and the believing women, they are friends, they are helpers, awliya, they help one another. The greatest obligation of this brotherhood that Islam commands, the foundation of this brotherhood, is that we help one another. We help one another to do good. And the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded us to love for our brother what we love for ourselves. He commanded the believers that they, in order to fulfill the commandment of Allah, they must love for others what they love for themselves. And he said in a hadith narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد. The example of the believers and their love for one another, and their mercy for one another, and their feeling for one another, is like a single body. A single body. إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. If one part of the body is hurting, then the rest of the body, it feels the pain. It stays up and it has fever. This is the example of the body of the believers. And the Prophet ﷺ calling the Muslims, calling the Ummah to come together on true love and have the spirit of love and brotherhood permeate the society. He said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Again, this hadith is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, that none of you shall truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. None of you will truly attain to faith, iman, until you love for your brethren, your brothers in Islam, what you love for yourself. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this important principle that we learn in Islam, of loving for each other what we love for ourselves, this is the foundation of our deen, one of the greatest foundations of brotherhood. Respected Muslims in Islam, the Muslim, when we realize the importance of brotherhood, we must make every effort. It is obligatory upon us to seek to fulfill this noble recommendation from the Prophet ﷺ. We must strive to fulfill this character, to have this akhlaq, this noble example. And we must strive to do that by first and foremost being humble towards one another. We strive to do that by having noble character, by having noble goals in life, noble behavior. We strive to do that by being tolerant and lenient and loving to our fellow brothers. We strive to do that by dealing with one another with forgiveness, by dealing with one another in kindness, in gentleness. The believer, he must withstrain his anger. He must hold back the anger of his nafs. He must be patient. He must withhold his layl, his rage. He must be patient with those who are ignorant. He must show patience and kindness to those who are ignorant and those who harm him. The believer must be beautiful in his speech and in his action and behavior. These are the qualities that we must strive to imbue in ourselves. We must strive to be patient with those who are ignorant with us. Those who harm us, we should be forgiving. And those who are our fellow brothers in Islam, we should be kind to them and to show love towards them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded us to seek to perfect our akhlaq, our character, to have the most beautiful and gentle and kind character. When we strive to do that, we achieve all success in this world and the next. We will be of those who become successful, and we will be doing that emulating the behavior of the best of creation, the Prophet ﷺ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim." Indeed, you are on the most perfect and greatest character. Indeed, you have the most perfect and noble character. And so if we seek to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will be a means of our elevation and nobility in this world and in the next world. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed us. He said, "Shall I not tell you?" Or he was asked, "What is the thing that will bring the most people into paradise? What will be that thing that will bring the most people to enter the Jannah?" He said, "At-taqwa wa husnul khuluq." He said, having taqwa of Allah, fear of Allah, and having noble character. And then he was asked, what is the thing that will bring the most people into the hellfire? He said, the mouth and the private parts. Hadith is authenticated by Imam At-Tirmidhi. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he narrates that from his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma kana fahishan wala mutafahishan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never had foul speech or foul actions. And that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded the believers, that he commanded us that we should perfect our akhlaq. He commanded the Muslims that indeed, he said, indeed the believer who perfects his character, he reaches the state, the status of a person who fasts during the days and prays during the nights. Indeed, a believer through his good character, his noble character, his humble akhlaq, he reaches the status of the one who fasts during the day and the one who prays during the night. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, shall I not tell you about those who are the first or the most in the paradise? Or should I not tell you of the qualities of those who are the most in paradise? He said, every easygoing, kind believer, layin hayin, easygoing, tolerant with each other, those are the qualities of people of the paradise. And he said, should I not tell you about the qualities of the people of the hellfire? He said, kullu utillin mustakbarin, somebody who's rude, who's harsh, who's arrogant. He said, these are the qualities of the people of the hellfire. Those who have arrogance, those who are rude, those who are harsh. And what are the qualities of the people of paradise? Those who are lenient, those who are tolerant with each other, those who are forgiving towards one another. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in another hadith, commanding us not to have jealousy and envy of one another, he said, "Waqfid," oh, this is the words of Allah Ta'ala, "Waqfid janahaka lilmu'mineen," lower your wing to the believers. "Waqfid janahaka lilmu'mineen," lower your wing, the wing of kindness, of rahmah, of humility. This is tashbih with the way, the kindness that a mother bird shows to her young. Lower your wing to the believers. All the believers, we should lower our wing of humility and kindness towards them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged us always to deal with each other as we would like to be dealt with ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to perfect our akhlaq, to give us the leniency, the tolerance towards our fellow Muslims, to love for them what we love for ourselves. May Allah help us to perfect our character like that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Barakallahu laka wa lana fima sami'na min al-wa'iz wa aqulu hadha al-qawl astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin astaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, for my beloved and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in order to perfect our love for one another and to have the characteristic of brotherhood, we must be wary, we must guard ourselves from the things that will tear apart the bonds of brotherhood. We must stay away from those things that will tear apart and destroy the bonds of brotherhood. And the thing that does that the most is violating the rights of our fellow Muslims. By harming a fellow Muslim with our speech or with our actions, by hurting him spiritually or physically, by doing anything that will harm him in body, we must be wary of those things that will harm him in his honor. Any oppression to a fellow Muslim is the worst thing that will destroy the bond of brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Hujurat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in these beautiful verses, O you who believe, do not mock one another. لا يسخر, do not make fun or belittle one another. Perhaps, or do not one group of you make fun of another group of you. قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. Do not let one group of people make fun of another group of believers. Because the other one may be better, perhaps that other one is better than you. And let not a group of women make fun of another group of women. Perhaps those women are better than you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and do not defame or be sarcastic towards your fellow believer. Do not defame him. And He said, do not call each other by offensive nicknames. SubhanAllah, the Muslim, he should be sensitive to the feelings of his believer. The Muslim, the believer, he seeks to attract the hearts and attract other people through his behavior. This is the nobility, the noble character. We should seek to bring the hearts of people and attract them by being sensitive to their feelings. The Muslim, he has a high degree of sensitivity to the feelings of others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must be wary of anything that will harm our fellow Muslim. Whether it will harm him in his heart, whether it will bring harm in his heart, or through actions or through speech. We have to be wary of those things that destroy brotherhood. There are things that destroy brotherhood that are in the hearts of people. There are words that are said that destroy brotherhood, and there are actions that will destroy brotherhood. So we have to be aware of these three things. Things that will harm the brotherhood between us due to what it puts in the hearts of people. And those things, those speech, those words that we say that are not beautiful, words that are harmful and harsh towards others, and those actions that we do when we interact with our fellow Muslims on an everyday basis. The way we are with one another, those behaviors, those actions, they can destroy the bond of brotherhood. The Prophet ﷺ, he forbade all of these matters in a famous and beautiful hadith of his, where he said, لَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. He said, لَا تَحَاسَدُوا, do not show envy, do not be envious. Do not be jealous of one another. لا تباغضوا. Do not hate one another. It's haram, it's forbidden. He forbade hating fellow Muslim believers. ولا تدابروا. Do not turn away and abandon one another. Do not ignore each other and abandon each other and cut off from one another. ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض. And now he talks about actions. And do not outbid one another in a sale. If a Muslim is buying something, do not try to outbid him by interfering in that transaction. And do not, and be ibadullahi ikhwana. Wa kunu ibadullahi ikhwana. SubhanAllah, just these three words is enough of an advice for us. Kunu ibadullahi ikhwana. Be the servants of Allah, brethren. Brethren to one another. Be kind and friendly and brothers to one another. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim, he is the brother of his Muslim. Whoever that other Muslim is, no matter how distant a land he comes from, or whatever color of skin that he has, or economic status, a Muslim akhul Muslim. Every Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Muslimu la yadlimuhu wa la yahqiruhu. A believer, a Muslim, if he is a Muslim, he does not oppress him and he does not belittle him. But the fact that he is a Muslim, we are forbidden by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to oppress him or to belittle him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, at-taqwa ha-huna. At-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna. Saying it three times, pointing to his heart. Taqwa is here. Taqwa of Allah is here. Taqwa of Allah is here. Not by outward show. Not just for outwardness. Taqwa is in here. In the heart of the believer. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرْءٍ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَقَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. It is enough evil for a Muslim that he belittles another fellow Muslim. And then he says, كُلُّ مُسْلِمْ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ حَرَامٍ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ. Every Muslim is sanctified to another Muslim. Every Muslim, he is haram. He is protected. He is thurma. He is haram. His blood, his wealth, and his honor. Every Muslim, they have these rights upon us. These sacred rights. Their blood, their wealth, and their honor. This is the words of the Prophet ﷺ as narrated in Sahih al-Muslim. So respected brothers and sisters in Islam, where are the Muslims today from these characteristics? Where are we today from these noble characteristics? When we see someone who will oppress his fellow Muslim to attain some dunya, who will put weapons upon his fellow Muslim in order to protect some dunya that he has. This is something that we see people making war against their fellow Muslims in order to hold on to some dunya or some worldly benefit. Where are these noble characteristics that Islam has taught us? That every Muslim is haram, his blood, his wealth, and his honor. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we must hold on to Islam. We must establish Islam in our hearts first and foremost. تَحَكَّمُوا الْإِسْلَامِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Make Islam established in your heart. And then apply Islam in its whole and the noble characteristics and teachings of Islam in your actions. This is what we must do. And then our speech, we must guard it from all things that are against the Prophet ﷺ's teachings. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Those who harm the believing men and the believing women for no harm or no wrong that they have done, whoever does that, they have indeed earned a great calumny and a terrible sin. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself once again, always, always we must seek to follow our ulama and our teachers and shuyukh. We have to get close to our teachers and have love for them and respect from them. And only in this way will the knowledge transfer to us and we benefit from the words of hidayah, the words of guidance. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I close with one rule from the rules of tajweed, and inshallah we benefit from it. That in the Quran, there are certain places where we're allowed to stop. There are certain places where it is forbidden to stop. There are certain places where it is ugly to stop. For example, al-waqf al-sahih, where we are allowed, where it's good to stop. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Stopping here is a good ending because the whole meaning is complete. The believing men and the believing women, they are helpers to one another. Then an example of al-waqf al-haram, forbidden stopping, is when it makes a different meaning. Stopping there changes the meaning. If we said al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minatu ba'dhum awliya, if you stop on the believing men and women, some of them are friends, some of them are helpers, it added a new meaning that was not intended. Awliya'u ba'd, they are helpers or friends of each other. This is the meaning, not some of them are friends. So this is a forbidden stopping. It's not allowed to make a stop here when reciting the tajweed. And then some of the stopping, it is considered ugly, but it's not forbidden. For example, stopping before the meaning is complete. Al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat. Stopping. The believing men and the believing women. Stopping here, there's no meaning. So this is something that is considered ugly, but not forbidden. This is some of the rules of tajweed. May Allah help us to learn them and practice them, inshaAllah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذلنا الشرك والمشركين. اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين، اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين، اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين، اللهم اكفنا بما شئت وكيف شئت، اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم آمن المسلمين في أوطانهم، اللهم آمن المسلمين في أوطانهم، اللهم آمن المسلمين في أوطانهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. صلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. الله لمن حمده ولك الحمد كثيرا طيبا. الله سبحانه الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
إن شانئك هو الأبتر.